Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou, 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. Stayed up a little bit later than usual last night to watch the final presidential debate. We'll talk about that at 6:05. Did you see that? I can't imagine anybody who sat down to watch that last night that said, I have no idea who I'm voting for. You know, I'm going to watch this debate and maybe this will push me over the fence, one side or the other. I can't imagine that, but we'll talk about that. Last night's the second debate was much more, we were able to watch it more than we were the first debate, and I guess we could thank the mute button for that. But it didn't sound like a rap song on the radio, like one of our texters said yesterday when he texted in with the mute button. The mute button actually worked a lot better. And we'll talk about that at 6:05. Did you see this in St. Tammany Parish? What happened up there? Suspect arrested for transporting 13 pounds of heroin and fentanyl through St. Tammany Parish. This idiot from Connecticut was driving through St. Tammany Parish, and you don't do that. You don't call it St. Slammity Parish for nothing. And this guy from Connecticut, who got busted for transporting 13 pounds of heroin, smack, junk, dirt, garbage, Shanghai Sally. And he had fentanyl with him too. And you know where he had it in his car? He had it in his car battery. No. I didn't know you could move dope in your car battery. I didn't realize you could do that. A Connecticut man was arrested. This happened two nights ago, Wednesday, by the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office after he was caught attempting to transport over 13 pounds of smack and fentanyl pills through St. Slammity Parish. Actually, this happened at noon on Wednesday. It wasn't Wednesday night. It was high noon, really high noon on Wednesday, when a deputy, Coleman, with the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Highway Enforcement Unit, the HEU, the HEU, conducted a traffic stop on a 2013 Chrysler Town and Country car.
Okay. Very inconspicuous.
After he observed the vehicle swerve while driving northbound on Interstate 59 near Slidell. You know, you can't be swerving when you've got over 13 pounds of junk, smack, and fentanyl.
Do you know how many drug busts like this
started just because they couldn't follow just the regular rules of the road. You're already breaking major laws, but you still can't use your blinker. You still can't stop at a stop sign correctly. You got to run a red light and swerve between lanes. Like, it'll be so much easier for these criminals to get away with it if they just follow the rules of the road.
51-year-old Felix Osorio of New Britain.
Idiot!
Of New Britain, Connecticut. You know, up there they call, some people call New Britain, New Britain. Where do you live? Where are you from? New Britain. Well, they stopped him because he illegally swerved. How dumb do you have to be to illegally swerve? You swerve your car when you got over 13 pounds of junk and fentanyl pills. And when they pulled him over after the illegal swerve, he consented to a search of the vehicle.
Okay.
Because he's thinking, yeah, I got 13 pounds of smack in my car and fentanyl pills. But they're hidden so well in the battery of my car, this cop isn't going to find it.
Or so he thought.
And then when the cop started looking, he found more than 13 pounds of smack and fentanyl pills located hidden in the vehicle's battery.
Well, since we know that the contraband was hidden in the car battery, is it safe to assume that he was riding a dope ride?
Yeah. Hey, that's a dope ride you got there.
Clearly, it was a supercharged car. It was a supercharged car engine.
The 2013 Chrysler Town and Country. It's a dope ride. So, Mr. Osorio was booked into the St. Tammany Parish Jail on one count of possession with intent to distribute a Schedule 1 CDS and improper lane use, illegally swerving. Well, they gotta write down a reason why they pulled you over. And, you know, this guy's a bald guy with a beard. He's white. Well, I bring that up because if he was black, they'd say driving while black. Oh, sure, illegal swerve. He's a black guy. Let's pull him over and see what he's got. I could say the same thing about a Latin guy. This guy looks like he could be Latin. Uh-oh. Anyways, Homeland Security investigations assisted with the investigation.
What the hell?
Well, if you swerve, if you swerve on the highway, watch out. You might have not only the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's deputies, but you might have Homeland Security.
Something tells me they were probably keeping an eye on this guy for a while. They just waited for something he was doing. He swerved. Get him. He swerved. Because think about it. All right, you got Homeland Security involved. This dude is like a town, country, folk car. He had the dope inside of a battery. They had to know it was in there somewhere. Homeland Security involved. Come on now. I think they were keeping tech. That's too much of a coincidence. They pulled him over for swerving and just happened to find the average person is not going to find dope in a car battery. So I think they were keeping tabs on him. They knew where it was at and they were looking for an excuse to pull him over just so they can get it. I think they were keeping, Homeland Security is not just doing random traffic stops on somebody who swerved on the road.
You see his mugshot? He's a bald guy with a white beard, with a gray beard.
They were keeping tabs on him. Ain't no, they knew what he was doing. They knew. They knew before they pulled him over. They're just waiting for him to do something so they could have an excuse to pull him over.
Yeah, you think? And they knew he had over 13 pounds of heroin and fentanyl pills, and he had those in the battery of his car.
They had Homeland Security is like national security risk and stuff. They don't do traffic stops.
Dude, fentanyl pills, much like heroin, is so much stronger than morphine. I mean, this guy had smack and pills that are stronger than morphine in his car, and he swerved on the highway near Slidell, and then boom, he got lit up.
I guarantee you, in the near future, we're going to hear more about this guy turning state, and they're going to uncover some drug ring that they've been probing for like a year. Like when you said Homeland Security, that turned all the bells and whistles, like, hold on, now it's starting to make sense that they just happened to find it inside of a car battery.
They would tell us if they were looking at this guy for over a year. They would say, hey, they've been searching. They've been keeping a... This guy's from New Britain, Connecticut. This guy is from Connecticut driving through Slidell or near Slidell in St. Tammany Parish, and they knew to look inside the car battery. I did not know you could put over 13 pounds of smack and a bunch of fentanyl pills.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you could put that in your car battery and drive all over the place and it wouldn't destroy the dope.
Well, let me ask you this.
The only dope this is destroying is the dope who was driving the 2013 Chrysler Town and Country car through St. Tammany Parish near Slidell.
In an average police traffic stop, when has a cop ever said, all right, now pop your hood, let me look at your engine? See? They don't do that. They usually look in your car, your glove compartment, maybe your trunk, unless the battery was in the trunk. You know, but no cop goes and looks at your engine and checks. Let me check your windshield wiper fluid, see if they have something in there. They don't do stuff like that.
I'm no expert on moving heroin, smack, junk, dirt. And fentanyl pills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no expert on moving that, but who knew that you could open up your car battery and put all of that stuff in there, close it, and then start driving down the road. And the guy swerved. And then Homeland Security's on him.
Yeah.
They were watching this guy.
They had to have
this guy's bald with a gray white beard. He kind of looks shady, but there's a lot of bald guys with beards out there that are driving down the street. And there you go.
Yeah. Well, next time I swerve and get pulled over, I want to see if the cop asks me. By the way, pop the hood of your engine. I want to look under your car hood.
All right, coming up on the show, did you hear the mayor of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, say, if the New Orleans police see anyone in the city of New Orleans, I mean anyone, walking down the street with no mask on, like I do every day, she can fine me and she can fine you $500. Yeah, great. In a dangerous city where people get shot every day and night, she's going to have the cops looking for people walking down the street without masks on. What she's really looking for are crowds of people congregating together without masks.
And having fun.
And then she'll have the cop pull over and write $500 fines and tickets to everyone who's not wearing a mask. Really? This coming from a woman who owes the federal government over $100,000 in federal income tax. Yeah, I'm going to give her a nickel when she owes the feds. She doesn't pay her federal income taxes. She's a tax cheat. She owes him over $100,000. Really? I'm going to give her money? Yeah, my ass. Now stay tuned for that coming up on the show. And last night's debate. Did you watch it? Stay tuned for that. Those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Was up a little bit later than usual last night because I watched the second and final, thank God, presidential debate. And the second debate, last night's debate, it was much better than the first presidential debate. And I guess you could say that happened because of the mute button. Because they did have a mute button. The moderator said, look, you've got 2 minutes to speak here. And then right when 2 minutes came up. And then when they wanted to respond to each other, she let them respond to each other. And then when they, I guess, made their first point quickly, the mute button went on. And the mute button didn't make any of them look bad. Didn't make either Trump or Biden look bad.
I think the mute button helped both of the candidates. I think it helped the entire debate. I'm a big fan of the mute button, and I hope we use the mute buttons for debates from this point on. Like, I think the mute button was a very useful tool just to have some kind of civility in organization. And
when we mentioned it on the show yesterday, when we mentioned the mute button yesterday on the show in preparing to watch the second and final presidential debate, someone texted in, I bet the mute button will make them sound like a rap song on the radio. I thought that was pretty funny when someone texted that yesterday, but it didn't do that. It just, it just ended it. And that was that. And, so I had to, cause it's part of my job, cause I do this radio show in case anything major happened during the debate. I had to watch the whole debate. So that's why I was up a little bit later than usual last night. But at least the second presidential debate was not chaos like the first one was. Though I can't imagine anyone who doesn't know who they're voting for at this point. Thank God this will be over in 12 days. I hope.
You really think it's going to be over in 12 days?
I hope. No, there's going to be... I bet you... Coleman, what are you doing?
Now I was trying to figure out what you... I couldn't hear what you were saying. You were saying something about you wish this was over in 12 days. You can't elaborate on that?
What, did you just hit my mute button?
No, not at all. What are you talking about, John?
No, I was just saying, thank God this will be over in 12 days. I hope it'll be over in 12 days. Coleman, stop hitting my mute button over there. Look, we all know you're the producer of the show. You're the engineer of the show. You could just get your hand off that button over there. But it didn't go down like that last night.
Doesn't it make the show so sound a whole lot better?
With the mute button?
Yeah.
The big question is, will this be over in 12 days? Because with mail-in ballots and a few other issues, this may not be over in 12. Well, now... 12 days, it's 11 days. So this is, election day is 11 days from now. Hopefully this will be over in 11 days, I hope. But many people think that this will not be over.
Well, as far as like picking who the candidate is and counting the votes, making sure that votes are accurate.
No, go back to the last presidential election. Mm-hmm. We knew on election night, we knew... Late night. Actually, we actually knew before midnight, right around midnight, that Donald Trump had won. We knew that.
Right.
There are many people, Coleman, saying that we're not going to know that come midnight, election night, even maybe a little after midnight on election night, which some elections have gone to. we're not going to know. There are people saying that this is going to go well into November. And then there are other people saying that if Trump loses, that he's going to contest it, and it's gonna last a long time after election night.
I think that would happen both ways. I think
there are people saying that if Biden loses,
of course they're going to contest it.
But Hillary didn't contest it.
Well,
four years ago,
she didn't concede. Oh,
she had a meltdown in her hotel room, and she wasn't seen for several days after that because she had an absolute meltdown and she lost it. She lost.
I think the president's first 3 years was a big contest against his presidency with the whole Russian investigation, Russian collusion, and the tax deal. Like, since he won, they've been trying to find something, whether it's using the 25th Amendment because of his sanity. This whole, like, the first 3 years of his term has been a big contest of his political win.
The only thing many Democrats did for the first Trump term is try to remove Trump.
Exactly.
That's all they tried. They didn't do anything else. That's all they did was try to remove Donald Trump.
And I think no matter who wins this one, you'll see the same sort of reaction. Whatever the losing party is, they're going to try to take actions to contest the results of the election either way. And they have a lot of excuses why. They can say whether it's Iranian or Russian interference in the election and influence, whether it's the mail-in votes. Oh, no, look, we found these ballots hidden in the back of a dumpster somewhere. Something's going to happen to where each side will have an excuse to say we don't really buy the results of the election because of factor A or factor B.
And something else that has happened this year that is incredible here in the year 2020 with our presidential election, as we sit here now 11 days away from Election Day, over 50 million Americans have already voted.
Yeah.
That's a record, and that number's only going to get bigger over the next several days. More people have voted before this presidential election than in any presidential election before.
And people are speculating whether that hurts or helps either candidate, because there's been a lot of firsts. So the question is, the people that are voting now, that the biggest early voting, are they voting because they're excited for the candidate, or are they voting because they want to vote against the one they don't want to win?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, on social media, I've seen people, I have Facebook friends on both sides of the political aisle, and I have seen both of those types already post on Facebook, I voted.
Mm-hmm.
I voted. You know, and I don't know why people are doing that on Facebook. I guess that maybe they're trying to say, hey, I voted, you should too, get out and vote. Or maybe they're just trying to shine a light on them, like a lot of people do on Facebook anyways. They try to shine lights on themselves saying, look what I just did. Look at me over here.
Well, that's what you do on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what people do on Facebook.
You tell people what you did. You show people what you ate. You know, you show people that you cleaned up and cooked. That's what Facebook is for, is to socialize, because it's social media.
And I've seen Facebook friends of mine on both sides of the political aisle do that. So I don't know.
We won't know until November 4th, hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah, but again, I'll wrap this up by saying, I can't imagine anyone sitting down to watch the debate last night, someone saying, you know, I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet. I've got to watch this debate, and maybe this debate will push me over the fence one way or the other. I can't imagine anyone like that.
You know what I can say for certain about this debate? Whatever you went in thinking, that's what you came out thinking. If you went in thinking Trump won, or you're going to vote for Trump, if you went in thinking you're going to vote for Biden, or if you went in undecided, yeah, I'm quite sure even afterwards, you still came out
undecided. You thought your person won last night.
No, what I mean is, if you went in voting for Trump, if you went in voting for Biden, or you went in undecided, after the debate, you still came out voting for Trump, voting for Biden, or undecided. I don't think this debate really help those who are undecided, because they were repeating the same things you hear both parties been saying for the last few years. So you already know the talking points. So if you are undecided, you came out undecided because you still don't know.
And it was nice to see a debate last night that wasn't a mask debate. it was nice to see something other than a mask debate. The only debates we've been seeing lately are the masturbates. We've been seeing masturbating here. We've been seeing masturbating there. We've been talking about masturbating. Masturbating has been the only debate we've been in. So the masturbating got put to the back debate burner.
Well, if you were paying attention, it was a quickie masturbate. You know, Trump came out without his mask and Joe Biden came on with his mask.
You know what? Part of it was Joe Biden did hold up a mask. Mm-hmm. So for a second last night, it was a masturbate.
Yeah, it was a real quick one.
It was a quick masturbate.
They haven't rubbed it out the way.
A fast masturbate.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long, prolonged masturbate.
It wasn't vigorous at all.
No, it was a quick, fast masturbate last night.
Yep.
So coming up on the show, our mayor, our tax cheat of a mayor, LaTaxa Cantrell, made news yesterday saying if police here in New Orleans see anyone not wearing a mask, they can fine them up to $500. Could you imagine that? This is the city I've lived in for a long time. I walk the streets of New Orleans every day without wearing a mask. Now, I have to put on a mask when I go into any place I want to go in to do business, but by myself walking down the street wearing a mask, I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Well, now the New Orleans police can write us a citation up to $500. I'm not paying one nickel if I get a citation. I'm not paying one nickel of that until this tax scofflaw of a mayor pays off her over $100,000 that she owes the federal government because she hasn't paid her income taxes in the last decade. Stay tuned for that coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. That's the outfield, Your Love, and RIP to their singer and bass player, Tony Lewis, who died 2 days ago. He died suddenly and unexpectedly at the much too young age of 62 years old. So RIP, Tony Lewis. That song, Your Love, came out in 1985, the year I graduated high school. That song was everywhere my senior year of high school. It was everywhere. It was on the radio. I remember right now sitting here talking to you all these years later. I remember swimming in a friend's pool with that song being cranked, swimming with very attractive girls and my friends. And that's one of those songs that it was just absolutely everywhere. It's one of the, I think it has over 300 million hits on YouTube. It's been played over 300, their video for that song, which was nothing special. It was just them playing. But that video has over 300 million hits on YouTube. I mean, that's how big that song was by the outfield. And so, I mean, it sucks that the guy died. And again, he was the singer and bass player of the outfield. He played a bass that didn't have a top. You know the part of a guitar and a bass that has the parts where you turn them to tune them up?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have that. His bass just ended. It didn't. I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
It's just the shaft.
It didn't have the top of the bass where you tuned it up. But again, I want to know because that song and that album, Play Deep, where that song Your Love came from, I think it sold in America, it sold like 5 million copies in America alone. It was just really, that song was really, 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 that's why we're playing it now. We still regularly play that song because people like that song. It's a very good song. It's a great song. And I'm sad that he died, and I want to find out. I mean, they're from England. He lived around London, and I just want to find out how he died. And we'll find out at some point in the near future. And as a matter of fact, I enjoyed that song so much that our band, the Ass Clowns, who does stupid song parodies, we use that song for our song parody for the Great New Orleans Restaurant that's on South Claiborne Avenue, called Chicken and Watermelon. And so we'll pay more tribute to Tony Lewis, the singer of the outfield, who died suddenly and unexpectedly 2 days ago at the age of 62. Here was us, our band, the Ass Clowns, paying tribute to them with our song about the great New Orleans restaurant, and it's called, the song is called the same thing the restaurant is called, Chicken and Watermelon, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Chicken and Watermelon's my favorite restaurant. It's on South Claiborne Avenue. Chicken and Watermelon is all I want, whether it's 8 p.m. or high noon. I just love chicken and watermelon. I just love chicken and watermelon. 17 sauces are off the hook, including Boogie, Bird, and Jerk. Man, these people can really cook. The Obama punches will quench your thirst. I just love chicken and watermelon. Yeah. I love chicken and watermelon.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Evidently, LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron got divorced.
Aw.
Not very long ago. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because pictures of him in bed with a much younger female have been leaked online. I don't know who leaked these pictures, but he's laying in bed and he's smiling, and the younger woman is a very attractive, much younger blonde.
She's a babe.
You know, you just said, aw, that he got divorced. You know, it sucks that anybody gets divorced, Coleman.
I know.
And so many people that I know have been divorced. I, including my own parents, other family members, I think it's the second main reason why I've yet to get married. Maybe we'll, some other day I'll, but I've seen so many people get divorced, and I realize how much divorce sucks and how much it hurts people.
The first one does. After the first divorce my mom went through, the second two, she was married and divorced three different times. After the second two, it didn't really matter. But the first one, yeah, because that was like my
dad. Yeah, the first divorce, I mean, after if you get divorced more than once, at that point, it's just like you're just getting married for maybe
it's like a breakup.
Yeah, maybe other reasons. But I say that, and then I'm looking at this picture of Coach Orgeron smiling in bed with this much younger blonde woman, and he got over his divorce pretty quick.
Yeah! Woo! Yes! Woo!
You think winning a national championship, you think that led to his divorce, or do you think his divorce was coming anyways, and you know that just sealed the deal? I'm just wondering.
It might be some personal reasons, things we don't know about that's probably held private. I don't think him winning, I don't think anybody wants to divorce a winner. You know what I'm saying? So there must be something else going on, because most people want to stick with winners. And if this guy is a winning coach, then yeah, maybe. I don't think that has anything to do with the divorce itself. You don't win and lose at the same time. You win and you win.
2 days ago, Wednesday, pictures surfaced. Actually, it was Wednesday night. Pictures surfaced of LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron in bed with a much younger woman.
Come over here. Bend over, baby. Come over here. Hold on.
Social media went bonkers.
Why do they always do that?
Of course, social media went bonkers. One woman posted the picture, and she wrote two words: no way.
No way for who? For the coach or for the young lady?
They're probably thinking, well, I don't know what that commenter is. She just wrote no way.
There is a way. You're looking at the picture. Clearly there's a way.
somebody else posted the pictures, and they posted this next person on Twitter posted two pictures. The picture of Coach O in bed smiling with the much younger blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a picture of him in a pool with the same woman, and she's next to him in a pool.
See, at least he's with the same woman instead of different blondes, because it's possible now that he's divorced, he could have a blonde any night, a different blonde every night of the week. But at least he's sticking with the one same blonde. That shows that he's a loyal person.
And that person wrote, Coach O won that championship, got a divorce, and turned up.
Yes, he did.
Someone else posted the picture and tweeted, to be honest, I expected better. Everyone talks about what a great recruiter he is, but now I'm questioning it.
Huh?
And then he wrote, you can tell a trapper by his furs, Ed Orgeron.
Well, I actually got a chance to talk to Coach O about his recent love life, and here's what he had to say about it.
Lead off, man. Now we wait, I kind of car we go to. That way I got a book call at my back. This guy old dog. Then when the time Bobby Boucher on the lead, car went wrong way, you reflect myself on Bobby Boucher dying.
As you can tell, he's pretty happy and infatuated.
Was that him on the field at practice, or was that him in bed with the younger, much younger blonde?
Oh, that was him at the pool when I called
him. Oh, that
him.
Was him at the pool with the much younger blonde.
Yeah, he was getting some cocktails and mimosas, and I just happened to stop him and say, hey, Coach, can you tell me about this blonde that I see you chilling with? And that's what he said.
Someone else tweeted the picture of Coach Orgeron in bed with the much younger blonde and wrote, Ed Orgeron being investigated for pay for play.
Here's my thing. Who's following Coach O around? Like, dude, yeah, something better to do with your life. Hey, I have an idea. Let's follow Coach O around. Just take pictures of him.
And again, I mean, look, it sucks that he got divorced.
You think?
But, I mean, I wonder, and again, I don't know how much LSU winning the national championship had to do with his divorce.
But I'm quite sure it has something to do with his new relationship.
But if that's the case, I mean, Nick Saban is still with the same woman that he married, and how many national championships has he won at Alabama? I mean, my God. Oh, anyways, well, I just hope, I just want everybody to be happy. That's all I want, Coleman. And it looks like with this, a couple of these pictures of Coach Orgeron, it looks like, you know, he's not as bummed out as getting a divorce as most people are usually bummed out when they get their first divorce. Coming up next on the show. Yesterday, our tax cheat of a mayor here in New Orleans, LaTaxa Cantrell, said you got to wear a mask, even if you're just walking down the street. Now, I walk around New Orleans a lot. This is the city I've lived in for going on 13 years now. And I walk around the city of New Orleans all the time. But when I'm walking by myself, I do not wear a mask. She says if the New Orleans police see me or anybody anywhere in the city of New Orleans not wearing a mask, they can write us a citation for up to $500. My ass, I'm paying that until you pay the over $100,000 you owe to the IRS, the federal government, Ms. Cantrell. We'll talk more about that coming up next. And Playboy magazine has just named, or they just featured, the curviest woman to ever be a Playmate. When they say curviest, they mean biggest. Stay tuned for those reports coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And so yesterday, our tax cheat of a mayor, Letaxa Cantrell, was talking about New Orleans at some point moving from phase 3.2 to phase 3.3 in the recovery process and reopening our economy here in Orleans Parish. And by the way, I think her math is all messed up because we haven't even fully gotten into phase 3.0 yet. We haven't even gotten into phase 3 yet. She's we're going to be in phase 3.1 and then we're going to phase 3.2. That's where we are now, by the way, 3.2. And she was talking about getting to phase 3.3 at some point, but we're still not even into phase 3 yet. So she should really be saying, well, we're in phase 2.2 right now, and hopefully we'll be getting into phase 2.3 coming up, but she's off a phase. She's already made up sub-phases inside of phases, underneath phases, and we're the only parish in Louisiana out of the 64 parishes. The other 63 parishes are fully in phase 3. But we haven't gotten there yet. But it's something else that she said yesterday that had me banging my head against the wall when she said everybody in New Orleans has to wear a mask no matter where they are, and we already understand any business we go into, we have to wear a mask because they won't let you in. There are signs on every door of every business that say, if you come in here, I mean, even the radio station where we work here, Coleman, the signs are, they're engraved. They're ensconced on the, yeah, on the doors of the building here in downtown New Orleans.
And they've been paying attention, too. They've been
leaving
nasty notes and stuff for us.
If we forget for one instant,
mm-hmm,
if we open a door and start to walk in a building, there's someone, hey, put your mask on. If we walk into this building, I mean, the only time I'm allowed to take the mask off is when we talk on the radio. Because if we didn't take the masks off, you'd hear me talking like this, and I've got the mask on right now, and you could tell that I have a mask on. And so let me just take this mask off. And so now I can talk like I normally talk on the radio. But what she said yesterday, she said that if the New Orleans police see anyone not wearing a mask in the city, and I'm talking outside, walking down the street, that they can write us a citation for up to $500. Really? You're going to... So the cops in a city that is filled with crime, in one of the most dangerous cities in America. I mean, it's one of the greatest cities in the world. I've always said the good outweighs the bad. But this is a very dangerous city. I mean, people get shot here every day, every night. I mean, look at the carjackings recently. I mean, the crime, and the New Orleans police are 300, 400, 500 cops short, and we have been for a long time. So they're overworked as it is. She wants the New Orleans police in a city where people get shot every day. She wants the New Orleans police If they see someone walking down the street, if they see someone standing on the street, if they see a group of people on the street, and some of those people aren't wearing masks, anyone walking down the street of New Orleans who's not wearing a mask, she wants those same New Orleans cops, the undermanned New Orleans police force, to stop whatever they're doing, pull over, get out, and write them a citation for up to $500 for not wearing a mask outside?
That's exactly what she wants.
My ass. This coming from a woman who owes the IRS over $100,000 because in the last decade, she's only paid her federal income taxes 1 year. That's the year she ran for mayor because she knew she had to. She's going to find people. I mean, she's already hurt so many businesses with her leadership, putting them out of business. Now she wants to go after people and fine them $500, and she wants the cops to stop whatever they're doing to pull over and write them a ticket to do.
I've been saying this
all year. Are you kidding me?
No,
you tax cheat. You tax scofflaw. I won't pay a nickel until you pay your federal income taxes back.
I've been saying this all year. The mayor does not like this city. She could pretend to all she wants.
She says she loves the city.
She can say that all.
She says she's doing all of this to help this city, Coleman.
How so? How is that helping? How is that helping in any way, shape, or form?
Less people are dying from coronavirus.
So you got to spend. Remember a few months ago, they had this organization. What they did was to give people incentive to wear their masks. They decided to go out and have a random raffle. So when they saw people wearing a mask, they would go out and give them a raffle and they could potentially win some money.
That's right.
She's doing the exact opposite. What she's saying is, if I don't see you wearing a mask, I'm taking money from you. $500. And you know she's going to target those who are prone to have fun. People who are smoking, people who are drinking, people who are laughing, because those are the ones who won't be wearing their mask. They got the to-go cups now, so when you drink a hand grenade on Bourbon Street, clearly you're not wearing a mask. If you're taking the puff off, you smoke, trying to chill and listen to the music without the singer, you know, outside of a venue, guess what? You're not wearing a mask. If you're laughing and joking with your friends, ha, 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 I'm laughing out loud, well, guess what? No mask. Fine. So this is a fun find.
I mean, New Orleans is one of the only cities in the United States, well, we were before the coronavirus, where you could walk down the street drinking alcohol, have an open container, walk down the street, drink alcohol. You know, before coronavirus, there was only a couple of cities in America that you could do that in. We were one of them. As a matter of fact, it's one of the main reasons why over 10 million people visit New Orleans every year. Again, before coronavirus. Because this is a city where you could really have a good time.
Well, I used to.
Now, if she sees anybody, and this includes a group of people on Bourbon Street who are walking down the street enjoying their drinks, if they're not wearing masks, she's coming after you. I mean, technically, you're still allowed to smoke cigarettes. Although that's becoming less and less legal. How do you smoke a cigarette with a mask on without lighting your face on fire? If she sees someone standing outside smoking a cigarette, if a cop sees them, she's telling the cops, go find that person $500. And what she said is, if you can't afford to pay the $500 fine, you can work it off by help cleaning up the city of New Orleans.
So what she's saying is, if you are caught outside Bourbon Street, not wearing a mask, enjoying yourself over the weekend, and you say, man, I can't pay this fine of $500, she's going to give you a broom and say, well, go sweep the horse poop off of Bourbon Street.
Or clean up New Orleans somehow, some way. Coleman, this is not New Orleans anymore. We're sitting in a place that calls itself New Orleans right now. I live in a city for almost 13 years that calls itself New Orleans. But right now, this is not New Orleans. This doesn't even resemble New Orleans.
This doesn't even resemble America at this point.
No, it doesn't. When you can't go into a bar to see live music, in New Orleans, this isn't New Orleans anymore. And now she's telling the cops, again, in a city where people get shot every day, where we have crime coming out the backside, she's telling the cops, stop what you're doing and go write a citation. Find that person who isn't wearing a mask outside, walking down the street.
Yeah, this has the potential to blow up in our face. One reason is, you know how much the litter is going to be? Because now you're forcing people to wear a mask when they don't necessarily have to. You're telling them to wear a mask in the streets. And then we've seen what happens when people discard their old mask. They just throw them on the sidewalk, throw them on the streets. So now she's causing a litter problem. Then you're putting police in potential danger because they have to stop these random people. They don't know who has a weapon. They don't know who has the gun. They don't know how drunk they are. So now they're putting cops in potential danger.
No, the only thing about the cops, Coleman, that is screwed up about this is it takes the cops away from doing their job
exactly.
That they're supposed to be doing.
That too.
Again, this all coming from a woman who hasn't done what you and I and most other Americans have done in the last 10 years, the last decade. She hasn't paid her federal income taxes. She owes the IRS over $100,000. And look what she's doing. I have a woman who hasn't paid her taxes telling me that I have to wear a mask when I'm outside by myself in the city that I've lived in for almost 13 years. Or she's going to fine me $500.
And if you don't pay up, you got to do some work. You got to clean up the city some way, shape, or form.
What does she have to do for not paying her federal income taxes for the last decade? She owes the IRS over $100,000. What does she have to do? How is it this woman in prison, let alone running a major American city? You can text us if you want. And please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short and sweet. And if it adds to the show, we will read it coming up next. Text us at 504-260-9595. Do you believe any of this? Can you believe any of this is happening right now? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Yesterday, New Orleans Mayor Letaxa Cantrell said that she is going to, she's instructed the New Orleans Police Department, if they see people in the city outside, walking down the street, not wearing a mask, that they are to write them a ticket for up to $500. $500 fine for not wearing a mask anywhere in the city. You could be by yourself just walking down the street. Now, if you're jogging, if you're exercising, or if you're eating, I think you won't be fined. But if she told the cops to fine anybody in the city, outside, inside, anywhere, $500 for not wearing a mask. If the people say they can't afford the $500 to pay, then they can help clean up the city. That's what she's doing. Again, this coming from a woman who's only paid her federal income taxes 1 year in the last 10 years. And that was the year she ran for mayor. She owes the IRS over $100,000. Yet, not only is she already hurt businesses in this city during this coronavirus situation, but this $500 fine for not wearing a mask in the city. This coming from a woman who should be in prison, not running a major American city. We asked you to text us what you think about this.
This first texter says, does the officer issuing the fine determine the amount? Because she said the fine is up to $500. Who decides if it's $1 or $500 for the mass debate fine?
She did say it's up to $500, but I'm looking at this as if a cop sees someone not wearing a mask, hit them with a $500 fine.
I think
that's
it depends.
That's what I see in this.
I think it depends on how much fun you're having. If you're just walking down the street, it might be a $100 fine. But if you're actually walking down the street, smiling and enjoying yourself, it's up to a $500 fine. This texter says, she's as useless as boobs on a bull. Okay. They didn't use boobs, of course.
Boob bulls.
This texter said, we are so glad she is now going to find people without masks. Bourbon Street is getting out of control with clusters of people not wearing masks. Jogging or walking your dog in your own neighborhood, however, people shouldn't be fined. We don't think she should include that. Well, she didn't.
Well, jogging, she said exercising, you won't get fined. But walking your dog, I don't think that falls under jogging, exercising.
Well, you're exercising your dog, right? And you're getting exercise while you're doing it. My thing is that gives everybody who's walking down the street an excuse. I'm exercising. I'm walking. I'm doing cardio. So anytime you see somebody wearing a mask, if you get pulled over, say, look, I'm doing my cardio right now.
Where is the IRS when you need them? Where are they? How come they haven't gone after her? It's been a decade.
Well, this texter says if you put it in a rap video about her tax cheating, the IRS might notice.
Hey, that was the dumbest thing I read all morning a couple of shows ago.
This texter says, next thing you know, you'll get a ticket for not wearing a mask while driving.
Yeah, who are these people that are in their cars by themselves with their windows up and they have a mask on? Who are these people? Who are they protecting?
One Bayou Cajun says, calm down, John. Check your blood pressure. You're going to get a heart attack. You're doing the best thing anyone can do, and that's keeping the information flowing.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go to the doctors after this show.
There's a lot of other great texts, but we kind of pressed for time. But all of them are great texts.
Here on Bayou. Thank you for your texts. We appreciate them as always. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got Playboy Magazine. They just made the curviest woman ever a playmate. And when they say curviest, they mean the biggest. We'll explain coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. I just read an interview with the singer, former singer from Journey, Steve Perry. He said that in 1978, when they went on tour, they were getting bigger. It was their Infinity album. They brought a brand new band who just released their first album out with them to open up for them. A band that they never heard of before called Van Halen. It was 1978. Van Halen just released their epic first album, Van Halen 1. Steve Perry said they were playing theaters. And he would watch from the side of the stage each night Van Halen play their set because he was so blown away by their guitar player, Eddie Van Halen. He said he couldn't believe it. He said, I didn't hang out with them much, but I would watch them. And Van Halen only opened for Journey for 2 months. So 8 weeks. Van Halen in 1978 opened for Journey, playing theaters in the United States. And Steve Perry said, I'd watch them each night because I was so blown away by this guitar player. You know, we'd never seen anybody like that tap before and play the guitar like that before. He literally changed the way people played the instrument. And Steve Perry said, we couldn't believe it. You know, usually when a headlining band goes out, an opening band opens for them, and the headlining band usually doesn't pay much attention to the opening band. But Steve Perry said, I'm watching these guys, and he said, I didn't hang out with them much. He said, Neil Sean, Journey's guitar player, was hanging out with the Van Halen guys because he was blown away by a very young Eddie Van Halen as well. But he said, they opened for us for 2 months, and most nights I stood there on the side of the stage with my mouth open watching Eddie Van Halen play the guitar. He said, fast forward a few years, when David Lee Roth quit the band, Eddie Van Halen called me up and asked me if I wanted to, because I was living in San Francisco at the time, if I wanted to come down to Los Angeles and jam with him, play with him, sing with him, if I'd be interested in maybe replacing David Lee Roth. Steve Perry said, I thought to myself for a minute, I would have a blast making new music with Van Halen, but I couldn't go out on tour with them at that point and sing the David Lee Roth Van Halen, which is what the fans would want me to do, obviously. But imagine that for a minute. Eddie Van Halen asked Steve Perry if he wanted to replace David Lee Roth. Could you imagine that? The singer of Journey leaving Journey at that point, because he was still in Journey in 1984, 85. He was still in Journey. Could you imagine him leaving Journey to go sing for Van Halen?
I think in retrospect, Steve made the right move. Hanging out, because he's not doing bad with Journey financially.
Oh, no, he made piles of cash. But, I mean, imagine what he would have done with Van Halen. Because at that point, 1985, Journey was pretty much finished. In 1985. I mean, what did they do then? Raised on Radio? I mean, what did they have in 1985?
They had Sideburns.
Could you imagine him going and joining Van Halen? But he said he couldn't and he wouldn't want to sing the David Lee Roth Van Halen. And then, of course, obviously, Van Halen got Sammy Hagar and they became commercially even bigger than they were with David Lee Roth. But I just found that fascinating reading that interview that Eddie Van Halen asked him to be in the band. He also asked the singer, the female singer of the band Scandal, remember, goodbye to you, I am the warrior. He asked Patti Smyth to be the singer of Van Halen.
She was with Child.
She was with Child, and she said that at that point, still in 1985, that Eddie Van, they were drinking and partying too much. She couldn't do that. Fascinating, the different people that Eddie Van Halen talked to replace David Lee Roth, and then he ended up, and he made the right choice, you think, with Sammy Hagar. But I don't know if you could have made a wrong choice. I don't think Steve Perry would have been a wrong choice. I don't think Patti Smyth would have been a wrong choice.
Real quick, didn't you do an interview with Patti Smyth recently, and isn't it available right now at volume957.com?
Yes and yes.
All right, cool.
She called in. It was after the show, and we ended up putting that interview on our website. Check it out when you get a chance. There's a lot of interesting stuff on the website at volume957.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. So Playboy magazine, there still is Playboy magazine. And the reason I'm bringing them up is because they just selected their curviest playmate ever. And they're using the, excuse me, they're using the word curviest instead of the word biggest. But I'm surprised here for a couple of reasons. Did you know there was still Playboy magazine that people still, I mean, with the internet, that people would still pay for a Playboy magazine?
You mean pay for internet access to the Playboy website or pay for a magazine through Playboy website and they actually mail you a physical magazine?
The second thing you just said.
I did not know that. I thought Playboy converted to just the internet and you can just pay for access to see their models on the internet. I didn't know you could actually order a Playboy physical magazine and get it delivered to your house.
Yeah, there are some people that still evidently spend money to buy the actual Playboy magazine.
Okay. I guess for collectors or whatnot, people who've literally had every Playboy magazine month to month, they still have to satisfy those customers. So they now have the option, instead of going to the gas station, they could just order online and still have their little magazine to complete their collection.
You would think collectors, well, I mean, who else? People that like the journalistic integrity of Playboy magazine.
And the novelty and the history of it. You know, Hugh Hefner was a pretty historic dude. Some people just want to collect some Playboy memorabilia. Yeah, there are other reasons why. I can't even say that with a straight face. We all know why we get Playboy.
Well, this woman, her name is Allie, is it Chanel or Channel?
I would say Chanel.
C-H-A-N-E-L. Well, Allie Chanel, she never envisioned herself as a model. I mean, she's absolutely beautiful. And by the way, I have one of her pictures. I mean, we couldn't put exactly what Playboy puts in there, but we have one of her pictures on our website, along with this story that I'm talking about. We have it on Bayou957.com. But one of her friends, a former Playboy cover star and professional volleyball player, Gabrielle Reese, she's another hottie, she encouraged her to pursue modeling. And so Allie Chanel decided to give it a shot. She set up a meeting with Playboy magazine. And after her meeting, a little bit of time went by. Then she got a phone call, and it was the Playboy folks she met with. And they said, why don't you come back here and talk to us? We want you to be one of our playmates.
Well, it took her some time to get her name up, because at first, like, in between times, she was doing fashion modeling for, like, bigger clothing brands. Like, if you had extra large size bras or underwear, she would be the fashion model.
For bigger women.
Yeah, for curvier women, yeah, bigger women. And then I guess Playboy took notice that they're like, oh, okay, she is serious about this, then decided to bring her back.
Yeah, now, she's not the first curvy or bigger woman to be a Playboy playmate. This past January, a woman named Riley Takatin was the January of this year, 2020, playmate, and she was Playboy's first plus-size playmate. But then came Allie Chanel, and evidently she is the curviest, the biggest Playboy playmate. But when you look at her, she doesn't look like a large playmate. She looks like most American women.
And that's what I found the most interesting. Like, when I looked up and saw her, I'm like, dude, that's the average chick you would see at a Walmart. There's an average person you see walking down the street. Like, she is not what you can, I guess, curvy. You know, she is very curvaceous, but she looks like the average American woman. I've dated and I've smashed women sexier and bigger than she is. Like, so, I mean, it's funny how the standard of beauty changes when it comes to glamour modeling and just the average American. She looks like just the average, ordinary chick.
No, what she is, Coleman, and, mm-hmm. and what Miss January, that Riley woman I just told you about, what she is, I mean, beautiful women, but they don't have the tiny, tiny waist and tiny waistline.
I'm not into that anyway. I'd rather her size, Allie Chanel. But the thing is, when you read the headline, like the curviest model, biggest model, I automatically assume something like Lizzo, you know, but she is not as big as Lizzo. She looks like just the average, normal coworker. Like, she's a girl next door. She's an average thick chick that eats her gumbo and eats her crawfish and eats her turkey next.
Yeah. And I mean, her face is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the hair that you see in these photos is a wig that Playboy gave her.
Oh, man. She had to have something fake on, huh?
Well.
See that? Here I am appreciating her for a natural body. Then she throws it all off. I say, oh, by the way, the hair isn't real. Like, oh, there's always a catch.
Everything else is. And she looks like she looks like many women, because usually in the past when you opened Playboy, you weren't going to see women who looked like that walking down the street. Most women, they didn't look like the women that you saw in Playboy magazine. This woman right here and Miss January, they look like women you would see, like I said, walking down the street in the grocery store.
Right, and Sir Mix-a-Lot made a very good, compelling argument long, long, long time ago. He would say things like, hey, those beanpole dames in the magazine, you ain't it, Miss Thing. Or he'll say, those silicone parts are made for toys. Or he would say something like, hey, Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Basically saying these people that you see in Cosmo and Playboy back in the 70s and 80s, they weren't the standard of beauty that we preferred. They were too skinny. They were, you know, bony. They looked like they can break at any moment. Now, this alley chick, she is the type of woman I would love to see on the cover of magazines, because she looks like she can sit outside in Survivor Class 1 Hurricane, and I need my women thick, especially for cuddle season.
But then you're talking about Sir Mix-a-Lot, and then he also finished everything that he said, what you just said, he said, with, I like big butts.
And he can't lie about it. I do love a thick woman. I wouldn't even consider her thick. The Playboy model, she's average. She's the average woman next door.
So, yeah, if you want to check this out, I mean, I think this is, God bless America. Ali Chanel, or Ali Channel. She is now Playboy magazine's curviest playmate, which means, again, curviest is another word for biggest, I guess. And she looks fantastic. And you can go check her out. We have her picture and the story that goes with this on our website. Go check her out when you get a chance at bayou957.com. You go. Hey, coming up on the dumbest thing I read all morning. This has been a week of incredibly dumbest things I read all morning.
This has been the dumbest week of the dumbest stuff.
And we're going to finish this, since today's Friday. It's the dumbest thing I read all week. This, I believe, Coleman, may be dumber. I think is dumber than everything we've read this week, which would be incredibly dumb.
I cannot wait. We can wait.
And much like Playboy magazine, the Playmates, it's subjective to people's judging, but so is the dumbest thing I read all morning. I think this is the dumbest thing out of everything we've done this week, the dumbest thing I read all week, which is saying something, because this has been maybe the dumbest week of all time in the history of the dumbest thing I read all morning segment. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This is National Pizza Month. I mean, who doesn't love pizza? Coleman, you don't even like cheese. You're one of the rare people I know that you don't like cheese, yet you still enjoy pizza.
Thin crust pizza with light cheese, yeah. The thing, I can't do deep dish or pan or hand toss because it's too much cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I know anybody who doesn't like pizza. Anyways, October is National Pizza Month. The world's most expensive pizza is at the Industry Kitchen restaurant in Manhattan, in New York City. It costs $2,000.
Cha-ching.
Plus a dollar for each additional topping. Man. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. As a matter of fact, since today's Friday, it's the dumbest thing I read all week. This guy did something so stupid, I cannot believe he's still alive to tell the story. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund hanging with you. And it's about that time of our show where I tell you, oh, it's Friday. Here's the dumbest thing I read all week.
But before we do, we just have to recap, because we talked about this yesterday. This has possibly been the dumbest week of the entire year when it comes to the dumbest things that we read at the end of the morning. Like Monday, we had the guy in the parking lot who was pleasuring himself, and he said he was playing the air drums.
The guy in the LSU parking lot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tuesday, we had a rapper who defrauded the government out of millions, and he made a rap video about it, and the FBI saw the rap video, and they got him.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we had the kid that ran into a gas station naked, covered in ranch dressing.
That's right.
Yesterday, we had that married couple that recorded themselves doing sex with chickens. It's kind of gross, but...
In England, yes. Yeah.
And just an honorable mention, it wasn't the dumbest thing, but it kind of counts in the same vein. San Francisco passed the law, the Karen Act, that pretty much didn't allow white women to call the police if they see suspicious people of color, right?
Yeah, yeah, the Karen Act. It's a civil lawsuit out there now. If a white person calls the cops, calls 911 on a black person, and the cops show up and they don't think 911 shouldn't have been called, now that black person can sue the white person in a civil court. Yeah, the Karen Act.
All right. So with that being said.
Here's the dumbest thing I read all week. Man who couldn't afford gender reassignment surgery went to Oklahoma to have two men he met off the internet do it for him. And because of that, these two men in Oklahoma have been arrested and charged with castration.
Oh.
This is an incredible story, Coleman.
This is nuts.
Yes, it really is. Two men in southeast Oklahoma were charged Wednesday for performing a surgery without a license, among several other charges, according to court documents. What happened was, this guy who wanted a sex change operation, gender reassignment surgery, and he couldn't afford it, he was looking on the internet. Yeah, I'm gonna search who can where can I get the best deal
to get the
penis
chopped off.
Yes. Well, they don't do that. They chop off the nuts.
Oh, okay.
But then they
flip that.
But whatever. So this guy is looking because he can't afford. He doesn't have any money or insurance. Doesn't have anything. And he finds these two guys in southeast Oklahoma on the internet. So he ends up going to their place where they not only they castrated him. Ouch, I know they castrated him. But then after they did that, they asked the guy if he wanted to join them in eating.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
And it was at that point where the guy, realized, uh-oh. It's amazing the guy survived this. He's still alive. So he called the cops, and the cops went and they found these two guys, and they found out this wasn't the only guy that they've done this to. And they would, for a very small amount of money, say, come over to our place. We'll take care of that for you. And then they would...
They would eat the remains.
Yeah.
Wow. There's so much dumb in this.
Well, the
dumbest
thing is the poor guy who wanted the surgery but couldn't afford it, so he's on the internet. Could you imagine any type of surgery? I don't care what type of surgery it is that you want or you need. And if you can't afford it, you go and you do a Google search and look on the internet for people anywhere in America who will give you the operation for the money that you can afford to give them, which wasn't very much.
But the other aspect that bewilders me is not only does these two people on the internet will cut off your junk, they would partake in the eating of the remains of it, but these two found each other and they became friends. They have something in common. It would make more sense if it was only one freak doing this, but these are two people that engage in this activity. Like, they work as a team. How do two people have that in common and they find each other and they decided to make a plan? Like, hey, you like eating this too? Yeah, I love eating it. I like eating it too. How about we do this thing where people voluntarily come over, we cut off their wah-wah,
yeah,
and then we fried, filleted, whatever they decide. And then we'll invite the person that just had it recently cut off to eat their own.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, did 20.
While these two guys lived and did this in LaFleur County, Oklahoma, 53-year-old Bob Allen and 42-year-old Thomas Gates.
Ew. They yuck.
They were arrested. They did the surgery to remove the man's nuts and then asked him to eat them at the residence in Wister, Oklahoma. The two men got themselves arrested and they're being held on separate $295,000 bonds.
Well, how's the guy's surgery going, though? Was he able to finish? Or
it's incredible the man is still alive. And after this happened, I think he went to a hospital where they...
They kind of have to fix him up now, even if he doesn't have the money. Isn't that like the Hippocratic Oath or something like that? They got to fix this guy up.
Yeah, he was taken to a regional health center there where he told the medical personnel he had surgery to remove them, and that was conducted basically in a shack by these two guys, and then that's how the cops got involved. And then he said that they all wanted to, after it was done, they wanted to chow down.
You've been doing the show for 4 years, and I've heard a lot of dumb things. Even before this, when we was talking about it yesterday, this week has been the dumbest week of the dumbest things that you've read on this segment. But this one right here, this is by far the dumbest thing that you've ever dumbed in the dumbest segment of all time. This is clearly the dumbest thing ever.
Well, the poor guy didn't have the money to go to a hospital to do this, so he went online and said, he looked and he found these two guys in southeast Oklahoma. And like you pointed out, Coleman.
Lonnie says this might be the dumbest thing all year. I would go beyond just this year. I think this is the dumbest of all the dumb that we've ever dumbed.
It's sad, but these two guys, Bob Allen, he's 53 years old, and Tom Gates, 42 years old, they both did this together.
That's a team.
Like you said, they found each other, and they were maybe hanging around one night drinking a few beers. Hey, you know, wouldn't it be cool to do surgeries on people, and then we'll eat what we cut off?
And the other guy says, you know, now that you've mentioned it, I have been wondering. And then they was like, cool. And they did it.
Jesus, Son of God. That's the only thing I could say. So the poor guy who wanted gender reassignment surgery but couldn't afford it in a hospital and went online and found these two guys in southeast Oklahoma to do it. And they wanted to do a little more than that. And they got arrested. That's the dumbest thing I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Please, God, have mercy on their souls. And you know how I feel about you, but this one here.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.